So you might be familiar with our conventional light bulb, which has a filament inside, it gets hot and then emits light. But it also gives out a huge amount of heat, and therefore it's not that efficient. What we have in a lot of offices, schools and buildings are these filament lamps. And these ones here, they don't generate as much heat, and that means they're more energy efficient. Now the thing is, when you look at one of these, it's basically a big, long tube, kind of sort of slightly white, so it gives this diffuse light. But let's have a think about how they actually work. Now the first thing we want to do is have a look inside it. I have a perfect tool for taking one of these apart over here. So if I just break this, okay, and then maybe we'll just have a look at what's at the end. Oh, there we go. So there's maybe a bit of gas coming off, some mercury somewhere in the room, so maybe a bit of a hazardous thing. But inside the end, actually we have these at each end. We have a couple of bits where we have these electrical connectors. And inside, if I just take off this piece of wire here, it actually looks a bit like the filament from a filament lamp. But this one here, we're not interested in it giving off light, we're interested in it giving off electrons. So we have an electrode at each end. And inside the glass itself, you'll see that on the inside, it's coated in this kind of white coating. And that's really important. So let's have a look at some of the physics behind how fluorescent lamps actually work. So this is a diagram of that fluorescent lamp. In the middle here, we have our long glass tube, like we saw in the first part of the video. At each end, we have these parts here, where what we have is a small piece of wire, like this. And the whole point in these parts here is that these electrodes allow there to be the thermionic emission of electrons, and between them we can also have a high potential difference, which actually gets stuff inside excited. Now when we have one of these, we tend to have, and this is our alternating power supply, so we might have an AC power supply that we've just plugged into the mains, and we also have a different kind of part of a circuit here where we actually turn the lamp on. So I'm just going to put this as a switch. So effectively we push this switch in, we connect the terminals, and that amount, this basically works as a bit of a starter motor that actually kind of gets the kind of light initially kind of being emitted. Now inside this tube here, what we have is a mix of two gases. We have a small amount of mercury, and also we have some argon. So argon is our very much inert gas, it doesn't really do anything, but it's the mercury, Hg, that we're interested in. In actual fact, it's under a really low pressure. And the reason for that is that we don't want there to be too many gas particles. If there are too many particles inside, we couldn't have enough of the electrons flowing backwards and forwards because there'd be too many collisions. So what we have is our low pressure mercury. And you know, we're talking about, you know, less than a gram of mercury inside a whole one of these tubes. Because what we want is we want that to be vaporized, we want it to be here, and that's actually there, I guess, the mechanism by which we have the light. So effectively what happens is that when this switch is closed, we have electrons which are being given off at either end. Now these electrons, these negative particles, they can be accelerated by a potential difference, which is why we need the power supply here. And as the electrons are whizzing around inside, they're basically colliding with the other mercury atoms. And what we then get are mercury ions. Now you've got to remember that an ion is basically something where an electron might have been removed. And if the electron is removed from the shells of that mercury, now ion, it's going to be excited. What we can then consider is, for some mercury, these are maybe the energy shells. We've got the ground state, which is the lowest state, and then we go out until we get to effectively a point here where the electron, which can move between energy levels, is basically left the atom. So basically the mercury is ionized, it's excited, and that's because of all the collisions between the electrons inside this thing here. So high potential difference, we excite everything inside. Now when the electrons go actually sort of basically meet up with these, because they're attracted to the positive ions, as they drop down energy levels, they give out photons. And what we find with mercury is that there's quite a big drop over here. And as the electron goes back down to its ground state, this then gives off a high energy photon. Now this photon here, it's actually sort of a clear one here to show it's not visible light. So what we have is emitted from the mercury are ultraviolet photons. Now, that means inside here, we now have all of these photons being emitted. And these photons are then absorbed on the outer part of the glass tube. And what we have here is a phosphor coating. And that's really important because what we have now is something which will fluoresce. I've just got a uranium glass marble here. So this is normal glass, but it's got a very small amount of uranium in it. And if I shine ultraviolet light onto that, what you can actually see here isn't ultraviolet, that's part of the visible spectrum, but there's ultraviolet light as well from this torch. Now, when I illuminate this object with ultraviolet, we get something which actually fluoresces. Hopefully you can just about see that. And what's going on here is that this thing here is absorbing ultraviolet, but then it's re-emitting visible light that we can see. And that's what we want to happen inside one of these fluorescent lamps. So on the inside of this tube, we have a phosphor coating. This absorbs ultraviolet and then it re-emits visible light. So if we think about what the energy levels might be for this, so this is our phosphor coating, even though this ultraviolet photon can be absorbed, so maybe we've got an electron in the ground state, it can absorb an ultraviolet photon and maybe get up to the highest energy level. When it drops back down, it does it through a series of steps. And each step might have a different amount of energy. So what we might have here is the small photon, a small energy photon given off. So this could be our red photon of light. We might have then an intermediate drop, which might be a green photon. And then we also might have a bigger energy drop, which might be blue. Even though it absorbed an ultraviolet photon to get to the very top, it's dropped back down in stages. And that means that we've now got different colours of light being emitted. Now, our eyes don't see individual red, green and blue photons. We know that the primary colours of light are red, green and blue. So when we've got these three colours of light being emitted, it then looks white. In actual fact, you can test this. If you've got fluorescent lamps in your classroom and you look at it through a diffraction grating, what we can then see is the emission spectra of the light inside. So that's the principles behind how a fluorescent lamp works. We have low pressure mercury. We excite it by having lots of collisions with electrons and this kind of high potential difference inside here. The excited mercury, the electrons, after they've returned to their ground state, they emit ultraviolet photons, which are then absorbed by the phosphor coating on the inside of the tube. And then as the electrons then drop back down to their ground state, they emit different coloured photons, which then appear to be white light. So that is a fluorescent lamp.